This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. This is a repeat broadcast featuring a concert with Mr. Ian Sherwood. We'll be back with new shows, new concerts, and more coming up on Songwriters from Here and Away. Ian has multiple awards from multiple places in both the U.S. and Canada, and he tours extensively. He is a fabulous entertainer and writer, and you get to hear him starting right now. Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away, Ian.
Oh my gosh, thanks, Robert.
Yeah. I've known you for 10 years or so.
No, it's not been that long. Has it really been that long?
9 or 10 years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You look exactly the same. You look fantastic.
Look you at you. Look You've fantastic. Got like a,
oh no, you God. Look No, good. You look fantastic. Look at those pants. I can't see them on the radio, but those are some. Come on. Only a man who's confident in himself could wear pants like that.
I wear plaid to go with the carpet in the room.
Ah, yes. So you blend in.
Yeah. So I don't cause any consternation. Smart. Yeah, so have you been writing lots?
I go through fits and starts. Yeah. I didn't write at all during the pandemic. And then I started writing a little bit as things kind of became, I felt like there was stuff for me to write about. And then, I got really into it last summer and into the fall, and I got ready to make a new record, which I'm almost done. I've got just maybe the lead vocals left to do next week, and that's it. So I'm very excited about that. I might play a couple songs from that new record tonight. I don't know.
Good. Well, maybe we got piano.
If we play music. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Piano, guitar. Good.
Well, this is just a casual conversation. I didn't know we'd be. But I've got a guitar,
serious,
so maybe we'll play some music too.
Serious business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fire into a tune, man. What have you got that you want to sing?
Okay. So like we talked about this, I mean, this is still kind of getting back into the things that we do. So I'm going to play a song that I often start with just to kind of give myself, you know, the confidence that I need to get back into the swing of things. This is a tune that, it's off my last record. It's called Firefly. After the break, left my heart out in the rain. I watched the rust, watched the paint flake until my youth washed down the drain. I don't need you to sympathize, to waltz your shoulder, the two of my own. But since you asked, I'll take that ride. Could use a good woman to take me home. I've been walking on a rope that's tight, the only light by firefly. I'm thumbing on a road tonight for someone to take me home. I've been walking on a rope that's tight, the only light by firefly. I'm thumbing on a road tonight for someone to take me in. A thing or two from school, one or two that I recall. But the greatest thing of use is how to sleep under the stars. And I've been searching like a dog for the scent of home, and home is gone. And I've been walking in a fog. Now I need a good woman to take me home. I've been walking on a rope that's tied, the only light by fire. I'm thumbing on a roll tonight for someone to take me home. I've been walking on a rope that's tight, the only light by firefly. I'm thumbing on a roll tonight for someone to take me home. Someone to take me home. Someone. Thank you.
I've made tracks in many towns, and I've met friends who've met my needs. I get up when things get down, but these damn blues drag at my knees. I'm something borrowed, something blue. Yeah, I'm something old, like a country road. But my heart would love to know you. I need a good woman to take me home. I've been walking on a rope that's tied, the only light by fire. I'm thumbing on a road tonight for someone to take me home. I've been walking on a rope that's tied, the only light by firefly. I'm thumbing on a road tonight for someone to take me home.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Lovely. Right on. Great. Okay, so that was a great tune. You wrote that a while back because I remember you doing that before. When was that written and what album was that on?
Oh, man. Well, it was on my last record, but my last record was 5-6 years ago now. So
yeah.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. I was supposed to do a record right like in 2020 to have to release in like 2021 and
right.
You know, for obvious reasons that didn't happen.
Right.
And then, so now I'm working on one now, but so I wrote it for that record, but I've been writing that song for a long time. It was one of those cases where I started writing it and I submitted it for a record I did before then. And then the producer and myself kind of looked at it. I'm like, it's not quite ready yet. And it just got beat out by other songs. And so right. I kind of put it away and then brought it back out and completely rewrote it. And then when I did my last record with Dan Ledwell, he heard it and he's like, yeah, that's great. And that's a single. We'll do that. Yeah. So that was, yeah.
Good airplay, I think, too, did it?
It did pretty well. What is good airplay these days?
I don't know.
Like how many millions of streams? Like, it did. I was really happy with it. People seemed to like it.
Yeah. Do you have how many albums out now?
I'm going to just say five.
Five?
I think that's right. Okay. I've got one, my first one. I don't really sell that one anymore, which was sort of like the introduction of songwriting with Ian Sherwood. And then I did a record with Scott Ferguson over in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, right. Like 100 years ago.
That was FMP great. Studios.
FMP yeah. Studios, that's right. Yeah. And then I went to Toronto and I did two records up there. And then I did this last record with Dan Ledwell. Right. And there was a live album in there somewhere too. So that's, I guess, technically six.
Yeah, yeah. So you're from Dartmouth.
Well, I'm from Halifax, actually.
Halifax, yeah, but you're living
down
in Dartmouth.
The street from here. Yeah, I live in Dartmouth.
And you lived in Toronto for a few years, didn't you?
I lived all over. Yeah, I lived on PEI, I lived in the Yukon. Toronto was home base for about 6 years for me, though.
Weren't you doing a show, some kind of, in the Yukon? In Yukon, I should say.
Yeah, Diamond Tooth Gertie's Casino.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't Diamond Tooth Gertie. I was... I played banjo and saxophone and clarinet. I was sort of the side guy. It was a very vaudeville kind of show. So there was Diamond Tooth Gertie, and she would come out and, you know, sing lots of beautiful songs. And then they were the Can-Can girls, and they would come out and do the Can-Can and, you know, crazy dances and everything. And back then you could smoke in the casino, so the air would be blue and the spotlight would follow Diamond Tooth Gertie around you.
Right.
It's like it was like an old movie. They could like see the line of the spotlight. I mean, it was really, it was great. And I played sideman, and then there was a piano player as well. And it was fantastic.
Well, and when no smoking came in the bars, it was the light man's worst nightmare because all of a sudden the spotlights didn't work as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think this casino was the last room in Canada, maybe North America, to actually get rid of smoking.
Right.
It was really late in the game by the time they said no smoking in here.
So what's on your usual gig when you're doing your show? You're not doing your usual routine of songs in order as you would in a live show, are you, or tonight?
I have songs in an order, and the song that I would play next, I think I might just go ahead and play next anyway.
That would be great.
Okay.
Why don't you do a few songs, and you can just ignore me, And then you can have your life as an entertainer like you normally would.
Huh. I'm going to play I'm going to play some brand new ones for you. They're going to be on the new record. This is not one of them. This is a very old song. I feel like I need to kind of ease myself into, you know, the new stuff. Open my eyes, what do I see? It's you on my bed and you swearing at me, saying me all your money, it's me all your money. I ain't got no money, baby. Ooh, what can I say? In court with my last fist of dollars, drinks are on me, boys. Ooh, it's when you holler, say, me all your money, it's me all your money. Well, you've got this wrong. My love's on the dole, I ain't got no money, baby. So you get for what you wish for. I need love, you need nickels and dimes, but it's me all your money. Yeah, what can I say? I see love, you see dollar signs. Oh, but it's yo-yo. And I hope to find some money someday. Lights gone out and my doors are locked. There's no gas in my car. I got an empty bank account. Oh, but it's me or your money. It's me or your money. You got this wrong. My love's on the dole. I ain't got no money, baby. So we get for what you wish for. I need love, you need nickels and dimes, but it's me or your money. Yeah, what can I say? If I see love, you see dollar signs. Oh, but it's me or your. Now I'll to find some money someday. Do 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 do. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Ooh, 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 ooh. I wanna make this easy for you. Oh, my money's like time. It's just passing. I need love, you need nickels and dimes, but it's me or your money. I see love, you see dollar signs, oh, but it's me or your. And I hope to find some money someday, cause I need some, and I need some, well, I need some, and I hope to find. Some, but I need some. We all need some. Oh, oh, oh. And I hope you find some money. Some, I need some. Oh, and I hope you find some money. Some, oh, right. Well, I'm gonna go right into another song, as was suggested that I do. I just got back from a trip to London, Ontario, and then while I was there, I took a trip to Toronto, where I used to live. Went to see a Blue Jays game, and walked down Queen Street, and saw a bunch of old haunts, places I used to go to all the time, and I passed by this club. This club that was, I don't know how to describe it. I should know how to describe it by now. I've been singing about it for 20 years, but it's like a song. It's a place that looks like it doesn't, it's resisting being a place.
Like, it looks like you shouldn't go in, and it doesn't want you to go in it. And but people do. I wrote a song about this place when I used to play in a swing band called the Jive Kings. And now I just do it on my own. This is a song called The Dixieland Dirt Bovine. Oh, my story begins with my roof caving in. My dish ran away with my spoon. Now I'm eating with my fingers and I'm watching cartoons with the rain coming in. And I don my coat and button up to my throat as I hurled in the cats and dogs. And the wind and rain come in where it's torn, and I'm wet like the day I was born. Well, there's a place I'd like to go, and it's a place that I've never been. And from what I hear, the women smell like beer. The way that they dance, someone said it's a sin. The music plays out of time at the Dixieland Dirt Bovine. Yeah. So I bagged up my blues, I got mud on my shoes, and this lovely woman points the way, and she says to me, hey little man, if you've got money to spend, why don't you stay here if you want to play? I said, thank you ma'am, but I got this hankering, oh, gonna spend my money at the Dirt Bovine. Yeah, I hear that that place is the best for those who want to forget. I'm down on my luck, and you know that it's a place I've got to go. And from what I've heard, everything's mom's new bird. No one takes it outside, so they don't miss all the show. Oh, the music plays out of time at the Dixieland Dirt Bovine. Oh, it's loud and it's hot and the windows seem to sweat, and I ain't even set one foot in the joint yet. No, it seems like everybody inside is calling my name. And so I walk through the door and my jaw hits the floor. I'm so surprised by what I see. There's cats and kittens dancing with no hats or coats or mittens. And something inside me says go, but I say I found the place I need to be. And it's a place I won't ever leave. Yes, it's true what they say, this bovine can slay. I'm in over my head, but I can breathe in the sea. The music plays a sweet lament at the Dixieland Dirt Bovine. At the Dixieland Dirt Bovine, meet me down at the Dixieland Dirt Bovine. I got my favorite stool at the Dixieland Dirt Bovine. All my calls are forwarded to the Dixieland Dirt Bovine. Whoa. At the Dixieland Dirt Bovine.
You're listening to Ian Sherwood, recorded live in concert for a concert and a chat with songwriters from Here and Away. My name is Robert Campbell. Please reach out to us online through Facebook, Songwriters from Here and Away, and on Instagram, and we also have the YouTube channel. We would love to hear from you. If you would like to attend one of our concert and chats live in the Halifax area, songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com. Now back to Ian Sherwood live.
So are we going to talk? What are we going to do? You want to chat?
I don't know. We could. Now that you're at the piano, we could. Because you're sitting down, you're okay to talk. And
I'm great to talk.
You picked up the saxophone. love your sax playing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Did you start out playing sax first, or piano, or guitar? Where did you start?
Technically I started on the ukulele, but I cried through most of the lessons.
Oh.
So that didn't stick.
And then, you weren't like 35 when you started the ukulele,
no,
obviously.
I wasn't, otherwise, no. Yeah. I was going to make that joke, yeah. So I'll tell the truth. I was probably too old, but still somewhat appropriate. It was, right. I don't know, like 7, 8, something right. like that. And it was, it just wasn't really what I wanted to do. So that was the first instrument that I held in my hands and had any kind of formalized learning with. Right. But then choir was the thing that took off after that. So singing was always the thing I really enjoyed doing. And then when I was in junior high, I picked up the saxophone to join right. school band, right. and that was fun. But then I landed on guitar in high school when all my friends were playing guitar, and I got lessons from them and sort of picked it up. And my dad had one at the house, an acoustic guitar, and then I bought an electric guitar, and you know, yeah. and things took off from there.
Well, whenever I've seen you, you've mostly been on acoustic.
Yeah, that's right.
And sax and piano and stuff.
Well, as a solo singer-songwriter, an acoustic guitar is sort of it's the meat and potatoes of most of it.
Fills it out.
But yeah, exactly.
Gives you all the rhythm you need.
It does, it's a lot easier to take on the road than a piano.
Yeah, you know, isn't it? I know. Trust me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. As a piano player, that's a drag. Yeah.
You've got a new tune on the piano then.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I guess now I have to play it because we've talked a lot.
You don't have to. We can just call it quits if you like.
I think this is it. This is going to be the thing. Okay, so do you ever notice that when hurricanes pass through, we had a really big one here in Halifax in the fall. It wiped out a lot of the Maritimes and different towns and cities. There was a lot of destruction, damage. And, you know, there was that tree when you're driving to, Truro, you're about to get to Stewiacke. A lot of people are nodding in the audience here. They already know what I'm talking about. There's this really beautiful, iconic tree. I don't know if it was an apple tree, but it had this sort of beautiful shape to it. And since I was a kid, I remember driving down this passage of highway, and you turn the corner and there it is. And it was blown down in the last hurricane, which is really, really sad. We've had cranes come down on buildings. But the one thing that kind of always remains, like your cell phones go out, your power goes out, all the food in your fridge spoils, and you decide to just go for a walk, and there are still billboards trying to sell you a better cell phone plan. You know, like those things don't come, whatever they make those things out of, you know, they should make everything out of. so that was sort of the genesis, the beginning of this song here, and this is called Billboards.
Falling branches on the ground. I read in the newspaper that your power's still out, and I wonder if we're gonna make it when my socials keep blowing up with a mixture of devastation and food creations, and I can't take it. All the world is so full of life, why am I so dead inside? Deadly eyes, everybody's so dead right every time, both sides. I keep forgetting that I'm not living downstream from it, or calling out your name in my sweet dreams like I've been. And the apple tree and the power lines, cranes on buildings, the steeples and spires, and the clock stopped ticking. Bells ain't ringing. Yeah, we search the damage with our hands. It's the billboards that stand. Uh-huh. picking up lonely vibes outside the window of your apartment. Won't you come hide with me in the darkness of the escarpment? Yeah, since the carnival got blown straight off the ground, I've been finding lost quarters and paying people's parking meters downtown. And I'm taking you at your word. I'm trying to pay it forward and inject a little love into the machine, because I've taken so much. I like walking on treetops. I like sucking on a lemon drop. Maybe I should stop, but maybe not. And the apple tree and the power lights, cranes on the building, the steeples and spires, and the clock stopped ticking, and the bells ain't ringing. Yeah, we search the damage with our hands. As we search the damage with our hands, it's the billboards that stand. You guys help me out with that? Yeah, just keep that going. That stand.
All right, thank you.
I saw the video that you did where you burnt the piano. That was great. I remember seeing you posted about looking for a piano and then for a video, but the piano's not going to be there anymore. So
that's right.
And what was the title of that tune?
That song is called Fireman's Ball.
Fireman's Ball.
And
right,
I had people respond to that post offering me their Steinways in the living room.
Yeah.
We'll need it back at the end. I'm like, no, you're not getting it back. Like that's a. But we ended up finding. We found this music teacher who was getting rid of his piano in this basement. He's like, there's nothing we can do with this anymore. We've tried to get it fixed. No one will fix it. It's going to the dump if you want it.
Yeah.
And so we brought it into, we had like a soundstage studio out in Burnside with it was like a boxing, you can see this online. It's called Fireman's Ball. They had the boxing ring set up with a piano in the middle of it. It was all ready to be lit on fire. And, you know, we were getting ready to do the shot. They had the pyro guy there. He's like dosing it down with whatever it is he's lighting it up with. And the guy, the DOP, the director of photography, sat down at the piano and just, you know, while we were waiting for the shot, and he starts playing and it's like, sounds beautiful. And everyone's like, we're burning this piano? I'm like, well, craft services is already here. Everyone's, what are we going to do? So we burned it anyway. And I told that story and at a club not too long ago, and someone walked out when they heard it. They're like, nope. Cannot get behind that. I'm like, I couldn't get behind it either, but I had no choice. The checks were already cut.
At least you didn't get a call from the guy who gave you the piano.
And like, say, we gave you the wrong piano. No, that's the kid's piano that we... No, yeah. You know, and in truth, it was, oh, look, someone's walking out now, too, when they heard that story. Oh, it's like, man. Yeah.
We're losing them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Every time. I've got songs about, like, butchering horses and hanging children, and people don't walk out on that. But the piano seems to be the one that's very divisive. And in truth, like, the piano actually did sound a bit honky-tonky, and it was one that this happens with those old instruments. They're furniture.
They get brittle,
and, you know, especially if they're kept in homes with fireplaces and, you know, all these things. Like, they can lose their... If they're not maintained and tuned regularly, you know. So that was the case of that. I'm going to play that song, actually. That's a good idea.
Okay.
So the song is called The Fireman's Ball, and it speaks for itself, I think.
I showed up drunk to the fireman's ball. We picked a hell of a joint to end it all. You brought your matches, I brought my lighters and my magnifying glasses, and we started a war that ended in ashes. We burned it all. We burned it all at the fireman's ball. You said our bedroom was vacant, and I'd grown complacent, so I spiked the punch, and I don't know where my head went. There's no going back. When I told you about that girl from Chilliwack, we started a war. We turned everything black. We burned it all.
That's Ian Sherwood for you. What album is that on?
That is on a record called Everywhere to Go.
What have you got now?
Okay,
another new one?
Yeah, I'm going to play another new one here. Yeah, so this one is born of a couple things. Like, it's got a couple different movements in it. Like, not, it just sounds like a song, but like from verse to verse, it deals with... you know, sort of some of the things I was thinking about during the pandemic, some NIMBYism and, all the flags we have at half mast in April of 2020 and things like that. But I wanted to write a hopeful song too, that people could maybe sing along with if they felt so inclined, and someone was prompting them to sing along with something, maybe that would happen. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's new for everybody here, though, isn't it?
There's a Motel 6 off the freeway, flying a flag off of your maple. It wasn't meant to last, cause they got it half-mast since the troubles of last April. It don't feel right moving on, but you gotta get living your life. Cause the ghosts of this town, they will follow you around, and they hurt like a stick in the eye. Yeah. Well, they say I don't see the big picture, or maybe I was born too late. But their eyes are sad when they say they're mad and the freedom's taken away. Yeah, I know this girl in the city, and she says that it's gone too far. There are people with problems that like to help solve them, just not in my backyard. And if you're looking for a light switch, don't wait until the room is dark. And if you're looking to love something, don't wait till it falls apart. Forget what we did, what's done is done. I get up now, it's time to run. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Yeah. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Well, I feel like a river that's run dry till the storm filled me up one day. Now my banks are breaking and I'm running the risk of washing us all away. I can still see you running over red dunes in your bare feet and your sister's jeans. Yeah, you sing your songs now cause you love the sound and you don't give a damn what it means. And if you're looking for a light switch, don't wait until the room is dark. And you love something, don't wait till it falls apart. Forget what we did, what's done is done. I get up now, it's time to run. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of a fight. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of a fight. Sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Yeah, we sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Yeah, we sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight.
Everybody, thank you.
That's Ian Sherwood. You can check him out, iansherwood.com. Please look him up online and follow him and get some of his tunes. The thing I was going to ask you, where are you touring coming up? Well, have you got shows coming up in, through the summer? Or what are you doing?
I've got a couple shows coming up. I'm going down to the States for a little bit, going down to Alabama and Georgia. That's sort of like the tour that I'm doing. And then after that, in August, I'm at Neptune Theater here in Halifax doing a show called the Argyle Street Kitchen Party,
which
I put together with a friend of mine.
Right. How many days are you going to run at the Neptune?
That's a good question. I think it's almost 4 weeks that we're doing eight shows a week. So
oh, wow.
Like 36 shows or 36
good long
shows
run.
Yeah.
Good. Are you going to do one for the show?
From the show. No, I wasn't going to do one from the show. No,
good.
I was going to
do something else.
I mean,
do
I have. Else. I will play. I'll play one of my songs that I play in the show. If you wanted to, how about that? We'll do that.
That sounds right, like yeah. a. That sounds like an idea.
Right. Sure.
Why not?
All right. So this is a. I have this story that I tell with this song. Are there any Volvo people out there? People who drive Volvo cars? One person. All right. Well, this will be okay then, I guess. So, I grew up with Volvos. My dad, who's in the audience here tonight, was at one point in his life a Volvo man. In the 1980s, Volvo had a manufacturing plant in HRM. And then in 1984, don't correct me on anything, Dad, just let me do this. Things may have shifted and changed over time, but the story goes that in 1984, he walked into the dealership and he bought himself a brand new Volvo 240 GL station wagon. Standard transmission with a tape deck. That thing was cherry. And that was what my friends and I used to drive down to the ocean. I learned how to drive on that car, and we would drive down to the ocean and we would roll down the windows because it had to physically roll those windows down in those days. We would crank the tape deck, sit on the hood of the car, look at the stars and the moon, and wonder how many other people were looking at the moon with us in that moment. And that's what this tune is all about. This is called We're Not Alone. They did silver by the stars. Waves wash the rocks as we watch from the roof of our car. Naked fingers, sandy toes, making out while Neil Young sings about us on the radio. Electric current from our fingertips. I'm sure we're lighting the way through the fog for the ships. No one says forever anymore. Take you to the edge while I'm learning to hold it. Knowing this feeling that we're in, yeah, might end at any moment. Hold each other hostage from the world. She's crazy for this guy, yeah, and I'm crazy for my girl. No one says forever anymore. Sing along. I already know that you can sing. Just keep that going. That sounded like 10 people. 15 people. not alone. There's 100,000 kids with radios. We're not alone. There's a northern star that's guiding us home. We're not alone tonight. Hey, yeah.
All right. Well, what have you got for us now? You got a few more songs to burn through?
I got a couple more, yeah. So yeah. this is also going to be on the new record. This is a tune. I sing this every night to my 8-year-old, not because I'm so like, you're going to sing you my own song, but she actually wants me to sing her this song every night before she goes to sleep. And she would be here, but she has a pretty strong fever right now. So I just got the call that they're not coming in. So I'm going to sing this for her. This is for Daphne. This is called Feels Like Forever.
That feeling you get on the back of your neck like something's about to fall. Every day is the same and you wake with the pain like you've been hit by a cannonball. It's been a couple of years since I drank all your beers and I'd ask you how you're making out. Well, we're all pretty wrecked and if I had to bet, you're just as close to tapping out. Yeah, we're trying to be good and we've all got the drugs in our veins. Now we know what it feels like to stall in mid-flight and to fall. But what feels like forever, and we brace for impact, we pray. This is good for each other. It just feels like forever. I'm not trying to say that it's bad to complain. I haven't had it any worse than you. When you're damned if you do, when you're damned if you don't, you take the devil you already knew. Oh, the streets are quiet and it's all just a trick of the mind. Cause you can't hear the screams of the voices who are trapped inside. Now we know what it feels like to stall in mid-flight and to fall. But what feels like forever, and we brace for impact. We pray we can go back, but we know that this is good for each other. It just feels like forever. To stall in mid-flight and to fall, but what feels like forever, and we brace for impact. We pray we can go back, but we know that this is good for each other. It just feels like forever.
That's on the new album, is it?
Yeah, that we recorded that. I actually sent that to radio, not like officially, but like a couple of CBC stations, and they've been playing it. But but officially, it's on a record coming out in the fall.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good.
Jenny, how's Cape Town treating you? Well, it rained here again today. What else is new? I stopped by the old place. The new tenant's got a baby girl. Yeah, drop me a line or two if you're not too busy saving the world. Lost all of my money at cards again last night. And so Davey gave me a drive. We got a little twisted on his dime. And he said, "How's Jenny?" Said, "I don't know." We both know that ain't no lie. 'Cause you and me, we were so bad, we were so rough. We took a break to go our own way and get over that stuff. But it's in my skin, it was there before we began. And this city makes me see the truth. How's Cape Town treating you? Newspaper stand. Remember how we used to rip us off? Well, I guess I just had enough. And it's funny how a window pane can be as loud as a hurricane. And I'm screaming at your old face through the tears and through the rain. Oh, I thought it was us, 'cause we were so bad, we were so rough. We took a break to go our own way, get over that stuff. But it's in my skin, it was there before we began. And this city makes me see the truth. There could never be a me and you. Would I see it any different there? Could I see it any different there? How's Cape Town treating you?
Thanks for that request. Thanks.
Well, I think I've got one more song I can play here for you.
Excellent. Yeah. Super. Thanks.
I was trying to think what that one more song could be. I'm gonna do this one because it's kind of peppy and upbeat. I had another one that's a little slower. It was a new one, but maybe I'll save the new one for when you all come to the CD release concert in the fall.
When is that? Have you booked it yet?
I haven't booked it yet. No. Okay. No. Okay. I've got some ideas of venues of where it's going to be, and it might be churchy and big and beautiful and reverberant.
Oh,
hopefully.
Good.
We'll see. We'll see. But
when it comes out and you've got the I'll play some more tracks off the album and tell everybody about it.
That'd be amazing.
Spread the word, man.
Oh, Robert, you're a mensch. Okay. This is a song about the guy who makes the best out of every bad situation. I saw Jesus yesterday and he heard all about my trouble. He said, "I'm sorry, man, well, I never thought I'd go this way. I've given you no reason to believe, but you're still here on your knees. You make a fine living at the short end of the stick. My wife said, tell me something. Yeah, you must have seen this coming, buddy. I've been cheating, bed, and I've been playing on you for so long. Well, I got down on my knees and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm a free bird now that the ball and chain is gone. Ooh, and I saw Jesus yesterday and he heard all about my troubles. He said, I'm sorry, man, but I never thought I'd go this way, no. No reason to believe, oh, but you're still here on your knees. You make a fine living at the short end of the stick. Well, I lost my job last winter, and I could have played it like a sinner.
You know, I could have thrown my hands, could have lost all self-respect. Instead, I got down on my